Good evening. This is Akashvani. I am Valsa Williams with the news at 9. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi holds talks with his Israeli counterpart Benjamin Netanyahu in Tel Aviv, discusses wide range of issues to strengthen bilateral relations. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to address Israeli Parliament in a short while from now. Union Minister Piyush Goyal holds talks with Israeli delegation in New Delhi on India-Israel Free Trade Agreement. In hockey, India win 3-1 in shootout against Australia to conclude Hobart leg of FIH Men's Pro League. And in ICC Men's T20 Cricket World Cup, Super 8 match between New Zealand and Sri Lanka underway in Colombo. Prime Minister Narendra Modi held a tete-a-tete with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu in Tel Aviv, Israel. The Prime Minister said in a social media post that he held an excellent meeting with the Israeli Prime Minister. He stated that both leaders discussed a wide range of issues aimed at deepening and strengthening bilateral relations between the two countries. Key areas of focus included technology, water resource management, agriculture, cooperation in human capital development, and other sectors with significant potential to expand collaboration. The Prime Minister added that they also held an in-depth conversation on major developments in the region. The External Affairs Ministry said in a social media post that this is Prime Minister Modi's second visit to Israel in 9 years. Earlier, Mr. Modi reached Tel Aviv this afternoon on a two-day visit to Israel. Mr. Modi received a ceremonial welcome upon arrival. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, along with his wife, Sarah Netanyahu, welcomed Mr. Modi at the airport. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu expressed profound admiration for Prime Minister Narendra Modi during his visit to Jerusalem, describing him as not just a friend, but a brother. Speaking at the Israeli Parliament, Netanyahu highlighted the strength of the Indian-Israeli alliance, calling Mr. Modi a great leader on the world stage and welcoming him and his delegation warmly. He emphasized that trade between the two countries has doubled, cooperation has tripled, and mutual understanding has quadrupled, signalling a deepening partnership between Israel and India. Prime Minister Narendra Modi is to address Israeli Parliament in a short while from now. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh today emphasised the government's determination for expanding the capacity of indigenous defence industry for both local production and exports under Atmanirbhar Bharat and the crucial role played by Indian diplomats in realising the vision. Addressing the trainee officers of the Indian Foreign Service at South Block in New Delhi, Mr. Singh stated that India has traversed a long distance from being a major importer of defence equipment to a manufacturer and exporter of platforms in all domains. Union Minister of Commerce and Industry Piyush Goyal has held talks with the Israeli delegation in New Delhi on the India-Israel Free Trade Agreement. In a social media post, Mr. Goyal said he had a productive interaction with the Israeli team, reflecting their shared commitment to deepening economic engagement. Mr. Goyal added that it is encouraging to see both sides working closely to unlock new opportunities in trade, innovation and growth, as well as further strengthening valued partnership between the two countries. Union Minister and senior BJP leader Piyush Goyal has accused Congress leader Rahul Gandhi of compromising with national interests. Addressing a press conference in New Delhi, Mr. Goyal alleged that the Gandhi family and the Congress party are putting the interests of countrymen at stake. He said they cannot tolerate the growing popularity of Prime Minister Narendra Modi and India's dominance in the emerging world.
This is the compromised Rahul Gandhi and Gandhi family that we see today, whether in parliament, whether outside parliament, whether in a press conference. We have seen the behavior with the press. You can't even ask an uncomfortable question to Mr. Rahul Gandhi. Aisa vyakti Congress party ka netritva kar raha hai, deshvasiyon ke hiton ko puri tarike se daav par laga raha hai.
Artificial intelligence, AI, is playing a significant role in the legal sector by enhancing legal research analyzing vast volumes of case data and improving client engagement and compliance, the recently concluded India AI Impact Summit 2026 in New Delhi showcased how AI is rapidly transforming India's legal ecosystem, with AI-powered research tools now handling everything from client queries to document review and back-end case management, reducing turnaround time and improving efficiency across the sector. Talking to Akashwani News at the India AI Impact Summit, Sakar S. Yadav, Managing Director of LexLedges AI, said his product will make drafting of legal documents efficient and fast.
We are showcasing a legal AI platform called LegalAid, which offers three core features: ask, interact, and draft. We have built one of the largest collections of judicial data in India. This data has been carefully organized and broken down into smaller parts based on specific legal issues. In addition, we are showcasing an air gap model, which allows users to operate the legal AI system without an internet connection.
Minister of Environment, Forest and Climate Change Bhupendra Yadav today said India is advancing systemic reforms across four strategic pillars, which are energy transformation, sustainable economic transition, nature-based solutions, and digital environmental governance. Speaking at the inaugural session of the Energy and Resources Institute, TERI's World Sustainable Development Summit in New Delhi, Mr. Yadav said transformation does not mean abandoning development, but redefining it within ecological limits with social justice and intergenerational equity.
We speak of redefining development within ecological limits with social justice and intergenerational equity. And India's vision is clear: achieve 500 gigawatt of non-fossil fuel energy capacity by 2030, reduce emission intensity of GDP by 45% from 2005 levels, achieve net zero by 2070, advance the national green hydrogen mission, build climate resilient infrastructure.
Chief Election Commissioner Gyanesh Kumar today said the Election Commission will take strict action to prevent cash or freebies from influencing voters in the upcoming Puducherry Assembly elections. Addressing the media after reviewing poll preparedness at Puducherry, he said enforcement agencies have been directed to stop such malpractices and ensure the polls are free, fair and transparent. More from our correspondent.
Detailing new initiatives to be introduced in the upcoming elections, Gyanesh Kumar said that for the first time, mobile deposit counters will be set up outside polling booths and the color photographs of candidates will be displayed on ballot units. He added that to ensure transparency, all 1,099 polling stations in Puducherry will be equipped with webcasting facilities. Highlighting technological interventions by the Election Commission, he said that the integrated ECINET application will offer key voter services, candidate information and real-time election data. Earlier, the Chief Election Commissioner, along with the Election Commissioners Dr. Sukhbir Singh Santu and Dr. Vivek Joshi, held a detailed review meetings with the Chief Electoral Officer, Chief Secretary, District Election Officers, Senior Police Officials and Heads of various enforcement agencies. The Commission also interacted with representatives of recognized national and state political parties. Bibin Asnath, Akashwani News, Puducherry.
This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Welcome back, here with us on the news at 9. In Kanker district of Chhattisgarh, Maoist commander Mallesh of the North Bastar Division Committee and a member, Ranu Podium, surrendered before the police today. Superintendent of Police Nikhil Rakhecha said that Mallesh laid down arms along with an AK-47 rifle at Chote Betia's camp. He had been active for a long time in Kanker and Narayanpur districts. In Jammu and Kashmir, security forces today recovered a cache of arms and explosives during a coordinated search operation in the Kaspalari area of Mendhar subdivision in Poonch district. During the operation, the forces recovered one big improvised explosive device, one small IED, two Chinese grenades, a 9mm pistol along with two rounds, 22 rounds of 7.62mm ammunition and an old black bag. The recovered IEDs and grenades were later destroyed on the spot in a controlled explosion. Union Minister of Development of Northeastern Region, Donor Jyotiraditya Sindhya, today interacted virtually with the 12th batch of the ongoing Ashtalakshmi Darshan Youth Exchange Program in Arunachal Pradesh. Addressing the participating students, the minister said the program embodies the spirit of Ek Bharat, Shresth Bharat. He added that the program created a meaningful confluence of ideas, cultures and aspirations between the Northeast and the rest of the country. Union Heavy Industries Minister H.D. Kumaraswamy today said more than 28 lakh electric vehicles have been sold under PM E-Drive scheme as of February this year. He said this while addressing the 3rd Federation of Indian Chambers of Commerce and Industries National Conference on Electric Vehicles in New Delhi. The minister noted that the sold vehicles include over 20 lakh electric two-wheelers and nearly 3 lakh electric three-wheelers. Further, Mr. Kumaraswamy underlined that public transport electrification has also gained momentum, with over 14,000 electric buses sanctioned across major cities. The Ministry of Culture and the Federation of Indian Chambers of Commerce and Industry today signed an MOU to develop a comprehensive strategy for the country's cultural and creative economy. In a social media post, Union Culture and Tourism Minister Gajendra Singh Shekhawat said this agreement is an important step towards making culture the foundation of economic prosperity. Union Labour and Employment Minister Dr. Mansukh Mandavia today said the government is fully committed to provide gig and platform workers a secure, dignified and better work environment. He said this while addressing Powering Inclusive Growth's Role of Platforms conference held in New Delhi. He highlighted that in today's digital age, the gig economy is offering new opportunities to millions of youth, women and persons with disabilities. Mr. Mandavia further said the government's collective priority is to ensure that these workers receive adequate social security, insurance, health facilities and opportunities for skill development. In hockey, India finished their Hobart segment of the FIH Men's Pro League 2025-26 on a positive note with a 3-1 shootout victory against Australia, earning the bonus point. Shilanand Lakra scored for India in the 51st minute, while Captain Jeremy Hayward put Australia on the scoreboard in the 49th minute. Later during the shootout, Shilanand Lakra, Maninder Singh and Vishnukant Singh successfully converted their attempts, and young goalkeeper Mohit Honenahalli Shashi Kumar made vital saves for India. In the ICC Men's T20 Cricket World Cup, New Zealand have set a target of 169 runs for Sri Lanka in a Group 2 Super 8 match at the R. Premadasa Stadium in Colombo. New Zealand scored 168 for 7 in the stipulated 20 overs. In reply, Sri Lanka was 6 for 2 in 2.2 overs when reports last came in. Earlier, Sri Lanka won the toss and opted to bowl. The Indian Meteorological Department, IMD, has predicted light to moderate rainfall accompanied by thunderstorm, lightning and gusty winds over Andaman and Nicobar for tomorrow. Similar conditions will prevail over North Interior, Karnataka and Telangana tomorrow. IMD has said light rainfall or snowfall is expected over Jammu and Kashmir, Himachal Pradesh and Uttarakhand for the next 2 days. The weather agency has predicted a gradual rise in maximum temperature by 2 to 3 degrees Celsius over northwest parts of the country during the next 7 days. Union Minister of Road Transport and Highways Nitin Gadkari today launched the upgraded Rajmarg Pravesh web portal for hassle-free obtaining no objection certificates, NOCs, for fuel stations. The ministry, in a statement, informed that the portal has been developed to make the process of getting permission simpler, faster and more transparent. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi holds talks with his Israeli counterpart Benjamin Netanyahu in Tel Aviv, discusses wide range of issues to strengthen bilateral relations. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to address Israeli Parliament in a short while from now. Union Minister Piyush Goyal holds talks with Israeli delegation in New Delhi on India-Israel Free Trade Agreement. In hockey, India win 3-1 in shootout against Australia to conclude Hobart leg of FIH Men's Pro League. And in ICC Men's T20 Cricket World Cup, Super 8 match between New Zealand and Sri Lanka underway in Colombo. That is all in the news at 9. Good night.